This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Jeff from Kent is. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Hey, can I give a shout-out?
Of course.
Shout-out to the real ones, Jared, Jacob, Karen, and Chad. This one's for you guys.
Yeah, the real ones.
Let's go. For life.
You better win, Jeff, now.
For the real ones.
All right, for those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the square root of 64?
8.
Correct. What band had the albums Houses of the Holy and Physical Gravity?
Pass.
Jess Day is the main character from what sitcom?
Who?
Jess Day is the main character from what sitcom?
Pass.
A cackle is a collective noun for a group of what?
A castle what?
A cackle is a collective noun for a group of what?
Buildings? Towers?
No.
Pass.
What author wrote The Stand and The Shining?
Stephen King?
Correct. What U.S. state is directly above Pennsylvania?
Ohio?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Pass.
What do you call a Shirley Temple with alcohol?
Pass.
What planet is farthest from the sun?
Jupiter, Mars.
No. Jacob Black and Edward Cullen are characters from what film series?
Twilight.
Yeah.
That's how you finish.
Okay, Jeff, I think I said a question wrong.
You did.
I did. So I'm going to say it again, and we'll see if you got it, okay? What band had the albums Houses of the Holy and Physical Graffiti?
Rehab.
No. Okay, I kind of had a feeling you weren't going to get it anyway. Oh,
wow.
But
yeah. Wow, Sarah.
Clearly I was right. So, but I thought I would give it another shot. Steve, you shouldn't really feel much pressure, but you never know. You could have had a long weekend. You could be still, you know, I don't know. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to all the fake ones, my friends Taryn, Danny,
don't even.
Sarah.
Oh, that hurts.
Yes. With a Z, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. What is the square root of 64?
8.
Correct. What band had the albums Houses of the Holy and Physical Graffiti?
Led Zeppelin.
Yes. Jess Day is the main character from what sitcom?
What? Chess Day?
Jess Day.
Sitcom from what? What?
Jess Day is the main character from what sitcom?
No idea. Pass.
Wow. A cackle is a collective.
Jess Day.
As a collective noun for a group of what?
What?
A cackle is a collective noun for a group of what?
Geese?
No.
Roosters?
No.
A cackle of gaggles?
No. What author wrote The Stand and The Shining?
Stephen King.
There we go.
Back on it.
What U.S. state is directly above Pennsylvania?
New Hampshire.
No.
Delaware.
No.
South Carolina.
Wow. No. What do you call a Shirley Temple with alcohol?
A dirty Shirley.
Yeah, buddy. What planet is farthest from the sun?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Venus?
No.
Neptune.
Correct. Jacob Black and Edward Cullen are characters from what film series?
Twilight.
I knew you knew it. Yes.
Team Jacob, Team Edward.
Yes. Steve? Wow. That wasn't great, but you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-3.
Let's go.
Sorry, Jeff.
Hey, good game, Steve.
Thank you, my man. Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I don't know why I thought for sure you watched this show. Jess Day is a main character from what sitcom?
New Girl.
Yeah. Don't you watch that, or didn't you?
Yes. I'm sorry. my ears, I think I maybe clean them better.
You were just thinking of chests with Chess Day.
No, then I thought it was like some kind of like a French name, Jess Day. Like a that's their name, Jess Day. And I'm like, Jess Day? I've never even heard of this actress.
No, those two separate words.
Day.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Still got it wrong.
A cackle is a collective noun for what? A group of what?
Danny.
I think witches.
No.
You were being all judgmental.
I thought it was okay. I'm wrong.
It's hyenas.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because you didn't say animals, so I was like thinking like outside of animals.
Oh no, it was still an animal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
The U.S. state that is directly above Pennsylvania.
Isn't it where Steve is from?
New York?
Yeah.
There we go.
No way.
Yeah.
That's why I was so disappointed. First with Jess Day and then New York. You deserve to lose, but somehow you won. So congrats, I guess.
Well done, Steve, kind of. We have this new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. It's very easy to do it on your own time. Leave us a message about anything. And we have been getting a few lately, Steve.
We got a good voice message about an actress named Jess Day. No. Somebody has a message about the Jonas Brothers and how they connect to our show. And it's ridiculous. And then also a strange one that involves magazine subscriptions, which if you're an apartment person, you might want to listen to this one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're going to slide into our VMs after 3 Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On The Daily Mix Show.
It's a brand new feature on the Odyssey app, and it's so easy to use. You can leave us a voicemail if you want to say hi, comment on something from the show, or maybe just vent about something wild going on in your life. You just have to keep it under a minute.
Or sometimes they leave a message about the men's room. We're like, all right, yeah, sounds like an interesting thing to talk about. We'll play that one as well.
Of course.
So we got a few voice messages. Are you ready for the first voice message that was left through our Odyssey
app? Let's hear it.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Have you checked out that new movie on Prime called You're Cordially Invited? If not, you absolutely have to check it out because it features your favorite band being sung by Nick Jonas. I'll just leave it at that. Check it out. It's actually not bad of a film for a Will Ferrell movie. Didn't suck. Love the show.
I think that's exactly how Will Ferrell wants his movies to be called. Not that bad for a Will Ferrell movie. Didn't suck.
Oh, my God. So, do you know about this movie?
Honestly, my wife and I started watching this movie. We haven't finished it, but we're about 2/3 of the way done. My wife keeps falling asleep, so I'm pretty sure she doesn't give an F about this. But yes, it's a Prime Video movie. So you kind of take everything with a grain of salt when they're like, you know, like the straight to Netflix, straight
sure.
to on demand, straight to streaming services. But it's Will Ferrell, Reese Witherspoon, and they're like at odds with each other because Will Ferrell's family planned a wedding at this place, and then Reese Witherspoon's family planned a wedding at this place, not knowing that they both planned it on the same weekend.
Oh.
And hilarity ensues because they're not supposed to have two families there, and so there's a lot of like, you know, a lot of issues going on between the two families. But it's a comedy. It's a typical Will Ferrell silly comedy. It's got some funny scenes in it for sure. But there is a moment where Nick Jonas appears in the movie, and he's playing Pastor Luther, the young hot minister who's been hired to marry Reese Witherspoon's on-screen sister in this wedding.
Okay.
And, well, I'll just play it because I think Danny will really appreciate this moment.
Hey, guys.
Oh, wait. There we go.
But today is not about any of us. Today is about the two of you and your love. With arms wide open.
Oh, my gosh.
Under the sunlight. Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything.
What is this?
That's them.
Yes. No. I love that so much. That's amazing.
No. I think Sarah might like the movie.
Oh, probably.
It's a dumb romantic comedy.
With Reese Witherspoon, I'm so in.
Dude, also, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she's going to like a place to get some stuff taken care of, but she looks timeless.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Ageless. Like, it's incredible how, I mean, she looks phenomenal in this movie. Not that that's the only reason why you should watch it, but, you know, Will Ferrell also, timeless, ageless.
No wrinkles.
Yeah, and then he has a great scene with an alligator. That part was like, it almost felt like I was watching Anchorman because of how ridiculous it was. It's like one of those moments where you're like, I'm pretty sure that he was improvising this entire scene.
Oh, awesome.
And those are usually like the better moments when Will Ferrell's going full improv mode. All right, we got another voice message. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
I've been living in this building for approximately 5 years. And what I do is I read all of my neighbors' magazines. I'm home during the day, so I'll take them into my apartment and I'll read them cover to cover, and then I'll put them back in the lobby for them to pick up, you know, a day or two later. And
this is borderline brilliant and borderline creepy at the same time.
It's 50-50 on that.
Yeah, sure. I don't know which end I'm going towards.
It's been nice because it's like having 10 magazine subscriptions and I don't pay for them at all.
Do you have any magazine subscriptions anymore?
I don't remember the last time I had a magazine. It might have been Entertainment Weekly, and I did it because it was like free for purchasing something at a store.
We were getting like the Ranger Rick, like Junior or whatever for Barrett, and that's it.
Yeah, we get highlights.
Yeah.
You know,
that's classic.
I say it's for Tatum, but it's more for me.
Oh, for sure.
So, Danny, you're the only apartment dweller. I don't know if you have any magazine subscriptions, but you might want to be worried about it.
First off, no. I don't even know what a magazine is. Secondly, we have locked mailboxes, so no one could do that. Yeah.
Wow, very nice.
Boom.
You're so fancy.
I know.
Who does that?
That's so weird.
That sounds like something I would do in college.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm too broke to afford a magazine subscription, but I want to read Rolling Stone, so... Grab my neighbors.
Or Playboy.
On Friday.
Those are in like the plastic packaging.
Yes.
So I hear. So you couldn't just like page through it easily.
On Friday after the show, we ended up coming across this wild story. There is a world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
And this led to so many questions that we want to ask about it. It happens in Arkansas.
Okay.
And in the past, they've had people like Ric Flair, Smash Mouth, Kevin Bacon, Pauly Shore. I mean, major, major celebrities.
Don't forget Carlton Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yes. So we ended up tracking down one of the organizers of the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade to find out what the hell is going on in Arkansas. And we're going to chat with her at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, no matter where you're from in the world, it seems like towns just have things that make their town uniquely that town.
Yes. And what was it? On Friday last week, we came across something that's been going on for a while. And we're like, we need to figure out more about this because it just sounds so absurd, so ridiculous, and awesome that we need to know more about the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade that happens, where is it, in Arkansas?
In Hot Springs, Arkansas, and we tracked down the special events manager for Hot Springs. Her name is Alexis Hampo, and she joins us now. Good morning, Alexis.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. I know it's probably random. You're like, why does this show in Seattle want to talk to us? But we saw what you guys have been doing, and I just want to know more information about the world's shortest parade.
There's a lot to know. It's been going on since 2003, and to have such a high honor of being the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, there's a lot to talk about.
Okay, first question is, so do you just call it every year it's the 22nd annual world's shortest parade?
Every year is the first ever 22nd annual or first ever 23rd annual because there hasn't been one before. So every year is the first ever.
And is this something where you guys, like, does somebody come and like measure it the first time around to make certain that it was the world's shortest parade?
So Ripley's, believe it or not, actually designated Bridge Street, the street that we have it on, as the shortest street in everyday operation in the world. So it's 98 feet long. So Ripley's actually gave the street the honor of being the world's shortest street used in everyday operations. And so back in 2003, there were four friends, and they were having a drink at a bar just right next to Bridge Street. And they were talking about their favorite holidays. And then they remembered about the street. And since then, we've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day just right there on Bridge Street with 98 feet.
So how long does it take to complete a parade that is only 98 feet long?
Sure, yeah. So we only allow in 40 entries into the parade. So the parade itself is about an hour, but we have performances before and after. So it spans a whole 2 days, all the festivities do.
And we're talking to Alexis Hampo. She's part of the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, a parade that we're just obsessing over. It happens in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I love that it just started with four people having a drink, talking about this, and then it kind of keeps evolving and evolving and growing, because it's not like just a bunch of locals that show up. Like, you have had Ric Flair there, George Wendt, Pauly Shore, Kevin Bacon. Who are some of your favorites that have showed up for this world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade? And also, who are about to show up for this upcoming one?
Sure, yeah. So one of my favorite years, we had Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong and Danny Trejo, so yes. Machete. That was a really fun year.
Awesome.
We have bands play the two nights of the festivities. We do free concerts. So we've had Foghat and Sugar Ray and Three Dog Night and Smash Mouth and Village People played last year. So we've had some really great bands play too. This year, though, I'm really excited. Our parade starter is Flavor Flav.
Oh!
Amazing.
And our Grand Marshal is Valerie Bertinelli, which is really exciting.
As a fan of the kids' baking challenges, she is so awesome on those. I hope she's going to have some dishes for people to enjoy.
Oh, that would be great.
And you mentioned entertainment, Alexis, at the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. What kind of, you know, folks enter into the parade? What are some of the festivities that happen before and after?
Yeah, so some of the entries we've had the Budweiser Clydesdales. We have the Order of the Irish Elvi come just about every year. And then we usually have the world's largest potato, which is really hard for the traffic department, right?
I love everything about this. How many people typically show up for this parade? Like just regular, you know, random spectators?
We have about 30,000 spectators that come in every year.
My goodness.
Wait, how early does somebody have to show up to get a good view of this parade?
People start lining up real early in the morning to try and get the best spot on Bridge Street.
Is there a website where people that could go just like see pictures, or a social media page so that our listeners could go check this out and just see what kind of insanity you guys are putting together?
Absolutely, yeah. So our website is hotsprings.org.
Okay.
And if you go to hotsprings.org, you can just search World's Shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade, and all the links you need will come up.
All right, now I have a dumb question. Let's just say, like, we were putting together a World's Shortest Parade. Would that, A, bother you, and B, would you be willing to give us advice on how, not that we are going to, because we just don't have that kind of...
budget.
But we're just energy. We're just too lazy, but if we were going to do something like that, what advice would you give somebody for putting together a short parade?
Absolutely. Well, first you'd have to fight us for the copyright.
Oh! What if,
can we call it the world's second shortest? Or
we might be able to work something out. Maybe, okay. Maybe. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. It takes a lot of really dedicated volunteers, a lot of really amazing community members that build these incredible floats and entries and performance groups to come in. So there's a lot of moving parts, but it's totally worth it.
Oh,
maybe we could
so
do
much.
The world's dumbest St. Patrick's Day, because I feel like that's what we're capable of.
Well, thank you so much, Alexis. This sounds like an absolute blast. Bridge Street in Hot Springs, Arkansas, the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
I hope you guys join us on March 17th.
Oh, that would be a blast.
I really want to make this happen.
Field trip.
And if not this year, next year, I feel like we got to make this happen.
Yeah, you guys got to come.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Obviously, this is probably the most random event I've ever heard of in my life.
It's insane. Yeah.
So that got us thinking about our rockaholics. What is a random event that you have attended, the most random event you've ever attended? Or what is a random event that your hometown puts on that you could tell us about?
I feel like the small towns always have the best random events.
Goofy stuff.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the most random event you have ever attended? Or what is that super random event that your hometown puts on? 206-803-ROCK. Mindy from Puyallup, you're originally from Erie, Kansas. What do they do there?
Not a whole lot. It's a very small town. There's not really an industry there. We have an itty-bitty grocery store that just has, you know, the bare necessities.
And what's the fun event that they have there?
They have the Old Soldiers and Sailors Reunion, and it is the longest running and the oldest celebration in all of the United States because it's been going on since the Civil War.
Okay, and what all happens cool. at that?
Soldiers get drunk
now
and talk stories.
It's a whole big week of celebration and stuff where before, when it started back in the Civil War, the soldiers and sailors got together in our town at this time. They got these big black cauldron pots and cooked a bunch of beans and had a big bean feast. Oh. Well, we do that every year. They still have those big black pots. They put them out every year. They heat them up with the wood. They cook the beans and people line up to get the beans every Friday. But
like
Thursday, they have kids' night on Main Street, which is like a block long.
I imagine that night in Kansas, it's got to just stink, though, from everyone just, like, farting up a storm from all those beans.
206-803-ROCK, what is the random event that you attended, or what is the random event that your hometown puts on?
So my wife is from Australia, and I'm not kidding. She used to go to this competition where people would throw tuna as far as they can. It's like the shot put, but with a dead fish, and it's called the Tuna-rama Festival.
Okay, I want to watch that.
How far do you think you can throw a tuna?
Probably not very far. How big is this? Some tuna are huge.
I have no idea.
I'm like, is it a can of tuna or like a giant fish?
It says, I'm from Clute, Texas, which is a small town, and we have the Great Texas Mosquito Festival because nothing says fun like celebrating the most annoying insect on the planet. They even have a mosquito calling contest as well.
Whoa, I want to know what that sounds like.
Is there, just be out.
Oh, wow. Is that how you do it?
About ready to smack you across the head because I thought you were a mosquito. Don't get on my skin.
Right?
Another person says, has any of you guys been to the Testicle Festival in Montana? I have, and it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's also known as the Testy Festy.
Yeah, Steve and I go every year.
Every year, every month. Yeah. Even when they're not celebrating it. So that's, you go, do you know it?
No.
You don't know the Testicle Festival?
No, I've never heard of this.
Wait, you guys don't really know it?
No, I really don't know
I've heard about this, and it's mind-blowing. It's a big festival where everyone shows up, and it's a deep-fried tribute to the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Really?
Which are bull boys.
Yes.
Yes.
That is so... I wonder how many people attend.
They even sell T-shirts, which I don't know when I would wear this T-shirt, but it would be pretty hilarious to have a shirt that says, I had a ball at the Testy Festy.
Okay, that's really clever.
Yeah, the Tetsuco Festival, I'm surprised you guys haven't, especially you, Taryn. I feel like that would be your thing.
Right up my alley?
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Gil from Maple Valley, tell us about the Strawberry Festival.
Okay, so I grew up in a small town in Oregon, Jefferson, and every year we have the Strawberry Festival. And one of the big, big highlights of it, and it's kind of a big deal, is we have a frog jumping contest. Yeah. So when I was 6 years old, I actually won it. I got my picture in the paper with a big old bullfrog. It was like the highlight of my life.
So what does exactly the frog jumping contest entail?
So it was in a parking lot of a grocery store. I know it was all roped off. I was really young. But essentially, you just put the bullfrog down, which my brother found for me. It was a big old bullfrog on the side of the river or whatever. You just get behind it, and then you just get down on your knees, and then you slap the ground behind the bullfrog, and it just jumps. And you get three jumps, and whoever jumps the farthest wins. And apparently I was a good slapper that day.
That is amazing, Gil.
It all goes downhill from there.
Right.
Someone texted and said, Homer Davenport in Silverton, Oregon, they do couch races. The bars put together some teams who then take couches and put wheels and handlebars on them. Then they race them down the street, similar to like a bobsled with people pushing and one person sitting and steering. And then at the park, there's a big carnival.
Oh, I wonder what kind of like safety gear you have to wear to do that, because it sounds a little scary.
Just wear a helmet. You'll be fine. Yeah.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He has a current record of 51 wins, 27 losses, and 15 ties in 2025. And if you were tuned into the men's room at 5:40 p.m. this past Friday night, that could be very helpful, because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers for the game. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.